The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come see." Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, already there is a stench because he's been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe what you sent me." When he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Day. I dressed up for you. It is All Saints Sunday, and rarely does All Saints fall on Sunday. So we get to have the All Saints Day on this Sunday, one of the five great festivals of the entire church year. Baptism's done everywhere today. One of the great festivals of the church year. So on this day, the saints of previous generations greet us. Greetings from St. Francis of Assisi, who gave away all his wealth, lived in poverty, and took delight in birds. Greetings from St. Joan of Arc, who was burned at the stake. Greetings from Martin Luther, who often sat in agonizing doubt and depression, terrified that he might be mistaken in his teachings and instead of glorifying God, be disgracing God. Greetings from Mother Teresa, who greets us with these words, "I have to be a saint in my own way, and you have to be a saint in your own way." Greetings and blessings from these saints, for they are weak and frightened, lonely and fragile, sinful and mortal. Yet they believe God loves them and Christ has died to save them. The Festival of All Saints is a celebration of blessed contradiction. We remember faithful people who have died, those saints who have left a name, whose stories we know something about, the sort of capital S saints, like St. Mary, St. Andrew, St. Constance, St. Paul. And we remember our loved ones, the little S saints, those who have departed this life, our relatives, our friends, our co-workers, our classmates, our neighbors, those among our church families. Today we come into communion with all those saints and souls who have gone before us, with all our kin to whom we are related through our salvation by God in Christ Jesus. This is all the company of heaven with whom we pray in celebrating the Holy Eucharist. This is the communion of saints, the great clouds of witnesses, the saints of God about whom we sing. This is their festival. Yet this is also our celebration. It's a time to remember those who have died and a time to remember and celebrate and rejoice in the living. The great feast of All Saints is set aside to remind us who we are and what we've been called to do. Who we are and what we've been called to do. To remind us that we too are saints of God who share a mission and purpose to pray, to serve, and to share the good news of God in Christ. To share the good news of God in Christ. How quickly on Facebook we hit share! We have no inhibition at all. Yes, I want someone else to know this, and I don't want to remember it myself, so I'm going to share it. What do we do with our faith? How quickly do we share? How quickly do we share? You see, the church is in the business of making and producing saints. It's true. The church is the saints, those ordinary people who've been called by Jesus Christ to live sanctified lives, lives that are caught up in the plans of God, so caught up in the plans of God that they are called saints. A saint is someone who faces in two directions. Two directions, toward God in Christ and toward the world in love. Toward God in Christ and toward the world in love. The English word saint is an interesting one. It comes from the Latin sanctus, meaning holy, from which we also get the word sanctify, sanctification, sanctifier, sanctity, and sanctuary. All these words refer, in one way or another, to holiness, to make people and places holy, to consecrate, to set apart as very special, to purify. We speak of God the Holy Spirit as the sanctifier, that is, the one who makes people and places holy. So saints are those who aspire to the holiness of the holy God that they serve. Because the Holy Spirit dwells within them, they too are made holy. The New Testament calls all baptized Christians saints, holy ones, persons made holy, sanctified through baptism. Baptism is a person's reception into the communion of saints. We're all sainted by God through the waters of baptism. You remember my mentioning Martin Luther, the doubts and the depression that he very often and frequently faced. When he would have those feelings, he would often bring himself back to the truth by saying over and over again to himself, I have been baptized. I have been baptized. I have been baptized. Next time you have those feelings of depression, say, I have been baptized. I am a saint of God. I have been baptized. From the moment of our baptism on, we belong to God, and all that remains to be seen is what we're going to do about it. What are we going to do about it? Once we are baptized, we're placed in the context of a community, a household of saints. For the saints are regular people like you and me, people who seek God, who seek and to serve God in our daily lives. We don't have to be famous to be a saint. We don't have to be perfect, and we don't have to be dead. We just have to be ourselves. just have to be ourselves, the one of a kind, never to be repeated, human being whom God created us to be. We are blessed not because of what we do, but because we hear and believe God's word and it affects us. But you know, there's many folks who feel sort of adrift these days, like they have no roots, no grounding, no one who cares for them. They feel as if they don't matter and that their lives are of little or no significance. They look at others and they compare themselves with their lives or with their belongings, and then they begin to feel badly about themselves. And some of these folks will say that they're having an identity crisis. An identity crisis. They don't know who they are or what they are supposed to be doing. Many of these people are folks just like you and me. But remember, we're not the only ones to have such fears and anxieties. In today's gospel, we hear that when Lazarus died, everyone was convinced that that was just the end of the matter. Even when Thomas and the other disciples heard about Lazarus' death, they saw no point to rush back to Bethany. He was dead and there wasn't anything anyone could do about it. But Jesus knew and Martha believed differently. While Martha did not understand the how or the why, Martha sensed that Jesus' presence in the world was a sign that God could and would alter or reverse even the most final seeming of processes. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. And even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." And Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection. I am the life." Yes, many people are folks just like you and me, Christians in the midst of our journey. But we've forgotten who we are. They've forgotten who they are. They've forgotten that they are saints, that their ultimate identity, their ultimate groundedness is rooted and centered in their identity as saints, as children of God. It's possible to both be leading a Christian life and to have forgotten who one ultimately is. So sometimes we need to be reminded of who we are, of our sainthood. We need to be reminded from time to time that we are saints. I need to be reminded from time to time that I'm a saint. You need to be reminded from time to time that you are saints. And that's what today is all about. The bottom line is that when we let our situation in life determine who we are, we will have great agony. We will have great agony. But when we let God determine who we are, we will be greatly blessed. When we let our poverty, our hunger, our sadness be the final word about the meaning and significance of our lives, we will be in hopelessness and despair. But when we let the kingdom of God have the final word about the meaning and significance of our lives, we will have true joy. You know, saints are not necessarily distinguished by their goodness. They are recognized by their extravagant love of God. Their extravagant love of God, which shines brighter than anything else about them. Extravagantly loving God. There's a particular church that has a bank of stained glass windows that runs the entire length of the nave. Many churches have that. These windows, though, in this church depict the many great Christians throughout the centuries. Among them are martyrs, bishops, priests, nuns, to be sure, but also artists and poets and politicians. When worshiping there, one feels in a very profound sense that the whole cloud of witnesses surrounds the worshipers. And there was a young girl whose mother was explaining these windows to her, saying that the people pictured were saints. And the little girl quickly responded, "Oh, I get it. Saints are people that the sun shines through. Saints are people that the sun shines through." Well, yes. Saints are people who live in the love of God, people who let the light of God's sun shine through them. So on this All Saints Sunday, remember the truth about who you are. Remember the truth and what you've been called to do. You are a saint who has been called to let the light of Jesus shine through you to a hurting and broken world.